may be recorded for training and evidential purposes. If you would prefer to conduct this conversation in Welsh, please call 0845 609 9989. Please listen to the following options carefully, as our menu has recently changed. If you're calling about civil legal aid, please press 1. If you're calling about criminal legal aid, please have your certificate of supplier number ready. Please continue to hold, and we will answer your call as soon as possible.
How can I help? Hello?
Hello? How you doing?
Hello there.
How you doing? May I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
My name's Michelle, Legal Aid.
How you doing, Michelle? I'm Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I have an ongoing case at the present, which is the London Borough of Enfield v. myself, Mr. Simon Cordell. I have a legal aid certificate that was granted for myself, which I appreciate, and that was granted from the dates of the 15th of the 2nd, 2019, and it's under review at the present time, to my understanding, from the 20th of the 11th, 2019.
Okay. Do you have the certificate reference?
Yeah,
number?
I do have that here for you. That's 3000 0052 0852.
Cordell, bear with me. I'm going to pop you on hold just because my system is frozen and I'm going to have to shut it down and reopen it. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. That'll be 2 seconds.
No.
Hi, Mr. Cordell. Thanks for holding there. Okay, do you want to give me that reference number again?
It's 3000 0052 0852.
Can I take your full name?
Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
Brilliant. And your date of birth?
26 1st, 1981.
And your full address?
109 Burncroft Avenue, Enfield, Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec.
Brilliant, Mr. Cordell. Okay, how can I help with this today?
To my understanding, I've been stuck in malicious prosecution for a little while now with official public servants from Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police. They falsified an ASBO on me, which gave me 8 years, and they changed all of the police officers' names in it to names like A Devil in Me and stuff that way. You're not even allowed to have them names as a Christian name and sort of thing. So I've been going through the process with the ASBO and a curfew which has got me in my house sort of thing. But while that's been going on, Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police both made the ASBO together and know that I'm onto them for lots of different reasons in the folder for wrongful prosecution. So Enfield Council sneaked in on the sly, not because I didn't realise that it took both of them to make the ASBO, and they've basically started filing prosecution. They went for possession of my home straight away, then they went for an injunction order, then another injunction order, then another possession order, now another possession order, which is this one. Legal aid has been granted throughout them all, but what my concern was is they used the same claims in the first possession order and once I'd won the case, refiled them again in another one, and then refiled and kept refiled, which is malicious prosecution, malicious process. Through me having to get, like, there's been like 15,000 email and pages of emails and official documents alone just coming from the side of this, where officials have got involved, and there's been a lot of foul play, I would say. My main concern is I noticed that I wasn't in the house. I was on bail conditions to live somewhere else, my house. When Enfield Council decided to, well, they were in trouble for the ASBO, so they thought they'd go for a possession order and call loads of doctors and all that. I've never been diagnosed with a mental illness or nothing like that. They just kept attacking me, and I've kept proving that there's no reason for them to be involved in my life. But basically, back to the case. What the council's done is they didn't realise I was on bail conditions not to come back to my house. So because they were stuck for the ASBO and started putting this smoke screen up about me and starting loads of other problems, they basically forged 38 incidents, pretend, and they thought I was in my house and went for a possession order. And I could prove that I wasn't in my house. Yeah. Now I could prove, hang on, well, here's my bail condition. I weren't in the house. This is all maliciously done. And I put an FOI into their computers, and I can prove that the other half of what they've added on, which is like another 58 claims total now, ain't even in their own computer's history, sort of thing, ain't in the council's history. And so basically, they've yeah, I must have listened.
They're all aware of this, yeah.
Must have listened to a degree. I've never spoke to him yet. He seems to be avoiding me because we went to court at the first instance, where the same lower court keeps dealing with it and allowing it to be reprocessed, the same claims that have been knocked out. Basically, that me and my solicitor was really good. When I first got him, we went in there and we was basically tearing the prosecution's case apart. The judge got concerned in knowing what they were doing, and he's advised my solicitor and the prosecution to work together and go outside and talk. So I got left in a courtroom with my mother. They've gone out and talked. Now, ever since they've talked to each other, my solicitor doesn't seem to have my best interest at heart. But for me to say that to him could cause a problem, because it's just my opinion to a degree. I've got no evidence to that, to the contrary of their facts. So I don't want to push him aside and cause legal aid more problems and call, and you can imagine the embarrassment that gets caused by it all. So I've just stuck with him, and I've been keeping the documentation and documenting it down. Now recently the council's realised how much trouble they're in, and how much I can actually prove all of this. So what they've done is they've been writing to each other and to they're saying that they want everyone to bear their own cost. That's what it's about at the moment, because I've took their insurance policies off the council, £250 million policies, and I've done the same to the police and the rest of them. Yeah, so I've got all their insurance policies, and I'm going through the process. But because they keep filing the same claims, I can't go to the insurance company and put a claim in, because it's still in the judge's hands, where they're letting it be circled around continuously. If that makes any sense.
Right.
So
I'll be honest with you, though, Mr. Caudill, I'm not legally trained.
I can appreciate that, but.
Certainly,
I can appreciate that.
I don't want to advise you.
Yeah, I can.
Directly.
What my concern is, madam,
take you down the wrong road.
I appreciate
What I'm going to do now, though, I'll try and get you through with a caseworker who would be best advised on the best course of action. What they may suggest is new counsel.
What my main concern is right now, madam, is at the end of it all, is I can prove all of this, and now we're stuck in court process. Well, I've never got to trial with all of these cases or nothing. We've been in preliminary hearing stage, and now I can prove this. Now, we're supposed to be going to the court on the 12th of December for the first time for a preliminary hearing, which in a couple of days.
Wow.
They've realised that since the second, the first preliminary hearing, they've been avoiding. Now, they realise how much trouble they're in.
Mr. Caudill, have they made you aware that your certificate's been discharged?
No, what I'm phoning you about at the present time.
Ah, right.
What they've done is my solicitor has somehow done a negotiation behind my back, and not with my legal consent, and somehow they've agreed. What they've sent me a letter here. The certificate was placed under review on the 20th of the 11th, 2000, for the following reasons. Your case has been reviewed in the light of an offer to discontinue pursuit. So the council put an offer in, and what their offer is that because there's been no more incidents, they want to drop the cases. So I'm saying, well, I'm not happy. I want to go to court, and I've got my, this is my legal right to prove that, that I'm not accepting your offer, that I've been on good behaviour. I can prove that you forged the whole lot. Now they've sent this here saying they're going to, your case has been reviewed in the light of an offer to discontinue pursuit of the claim by the claimant. It is therefore unreasonable for further funding to be given by civil legal aid under the relevant funding code criteria. And basically they go on, they're basically, what they're saying is, because they've put an offer in that I've been on good behaviour and there's been no more incidents, they don't want to go to court because they know I'm going to prove that they've all done this fraudulently. I don't think they have the legal grounds to be able to do this without my consent and to cancel this certificate at the present. And I'm just wanting to find where I actually stand with legal aid.
Well, I tell you what I will do. I'm going to try and get you to the senior caseworker because, you know, without your consent, you're right, I can appreciate you're very frustrated with what's going on. But I wouldn't be comfortable advising you.
Yeah, I can appreciate it. I wouldn't want to cause you no.
But if you're happy to bear with us, Mr. Cordell, I'll do that now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. 2 seconds. Hello there, Simon.
Hello.
Simon, I'm going to pop it to Charlotte, who's a senior caseworker, is going to be much more qualified as how to direct you with this better than I can, okay?
Okay, thank you. I hope you have a good day.
No problem. You too, okay? Take care now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good afternoon. You're speaking to Charlotte. My colleague transferred you through to myself in relation to your query.
How are you doing?
Hi there. So I've got your case built here. I understand your certificate's been closed if the opponents in the proceedings have offered to settle.
settle the matter.
They've offered to settle the matter in the light that I have basically been on good behaviour, but they've been allowed to file this same case in a possession order it started with. Then they put it into another, like, I won that and the judge refused for it to be open. Then they put the same claims again into an injunction order. I won that, the judge refused for that to ever be open. Then they've refiled it again in another injunction order after that. Then they've refiled it again in another possession order. Now we're on that, the third possession order where they've reclaimed the same claim. I can prove all these claims. I weren't in my house. I was on bail conditions not to be at my house, yeah? And they know that I know this, and they know that I can prove it. Now, behind my back somehow, my solicitor seems to have negotiated an out-of-court settlement, and they've come to the... what they say in the letter here, if I can just brief in short, if that's okay with yourself. We refer to your legal aid certificate, which was issued on the 15th of the 2nd, 2019. The certificate was placed under review on the 20th of the 11th, 2019. So is that, would that be reviewed by yourselves, mate, I'm asking, or reviewed by them? Or for the...
It's under review on the basis that they send us information about your case. Basically, you know, the information they gave us was that they've been placed...
Yeah,
given an offer,
I can appreciate that.
So
yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Saying we've been made aware that potentially this case can finish now, that no legal further legal aid.
No, I'm not.
On the 20th of November.
What this continues to say is your case has been reviewed in the light of an offer to discontinue pursuit of the claim claimed by the claimant. Now, they've filed this for, this same case has been filed for over 4 years. Plus, they've done an ASBO which they forged, and they changed all the police officers' names to like a Devil in Me and P. Twiddly and all that. You're not even allowed these names on a birth certificate when you're registering a child in this country in the beginning. They're missing all their victim signatures, all the MG11. Forms have got no signatures, and they're all on second. All the timestamps of the call centres go backwards. They've continuously said racial hatred things. They've opened up all of the crimits and then edited them months later. Changed all the, every police officer out of the borough because they only wanted Edmonton coppers to deal with it. Every other case, they've gone into the computer like 2011, 2012, and they've took all the other cases out. They've changed all the URN numbers. Took like they in 2004. No. This was the police that actually done this. But the police and the council together done it because they both have to make an ASBO together. So then because I got onto them for all these sort of things, they put a smoke screen up and started tarnishing my name and my reputation, definition of character. And then they went for the possession order. They didn't realise I wasn't in the house. And now they've been trying to continue. Now, I'm not happy to accept this as an out-of-court settlement. I've lost 4 years of my life just here. And I was just wondering... My solicitor seems to be... it's very hard to play because it's very hard to get a solicitor. You know, like four cases into it now, just on the... Imagine, like, I had to get legal aid for the first possession order. No, we didn't have to get for the first possession order because they didn't go to the second. But the first injunction aid order, I had to get legal aid. The second injunction order, I got another legal aid certificate. Then the next possession order, I got legal aid certificate. Then they reopened that possession order and I've got another certificate here and there. Plus, I had to get legal aid for the ASBO in the beginning, which they forged. And this is one group of people, they're acting in joint circular, which is a breach of ethics of the Code of Conduct 2010, and are basically they're acting in fraud under the Companies Act 2006. It's malicious process and malicious prosecution. They've robbed so much of my life and time and locked me in. They never arrested me for the ASBO and for the organisation of illegal raves. It says illegal. I never got arrested, yeah, and so I never got no fair interview or nothing. And then basically they've set me up. The maximum sentence, if you did get arrested and they did have enough evidence for criminal prosecution, is 6 months. Somehow they've gave me an 8-year curfew in my house, and they're trying to cover this all up with these other cases. I keep having to tap into legal aid to get some support in it. And now this is here, he was warned off by the judge in the lower court, who kept allowing the case to be refiled, and told them that they have to work together, and sent my solicitor and the barrister out together. Then ever since, my solicitor's been acting funny. It's like he just wants to lie in his own cost and lie in my solicitor's cost, and they're saying that I've got to bear all of my own costs. I've not gone down the official route with him as of yet because I didn't know that they had done all of this behind my back till just recently.
Right.
I'm contacting you.
In relation to the legal aid, unfortunately, we can't help with the past history of the case. You would need to seek proper legal advice from a solicitor in relation to that.
What do you mean? Can you explain that part again, madam, please?
So if you wanted to maybe take action against the the authorities for
Yeah, that's a separate claim, a separate pursuit.
Legal advice in relation to
I can appreciate
that. Looking at this possession matter, it has been discharged, so you're
without my legal consent, is that legal for them to actually do that?
If you disagree with the discharge of the certificate, speak to your solicitor, see if they're happy for you.
I've already done that, and I've got a recording explaining that to him, and then he's shouting at me, "You just don't stop, just shut up." I've never even met this guy before, but he's like obviously I've said to him, "Look, this is the first time I've been trying to meet you for the last since the 2nd of January, since this legal aid was. You've never met me once. You won't arrange a meeting with me. You're telling me you will not have a meeting with me until from the 2nd of this year until that." He was saying on the 12th of the 12th at the first preliminary hearing, which the judge was going to have, which is like a year later. This is the first time we attend court. He's saying that after that he'll have a meeting with me. Now they're all running away because they know what evidence I can prove and what I can prove. It's not fair what they're doing. I didn't want this legal aid certificate cut. I want to go to the court on 12 and prove what happened.
Your options in relation to the legal aid certificate is you can put in an appeal, you can contact us directly yourself and tell us in writing why you don't think the certificate could be discharged, or alternatively, because the certificate is now closed, you could seek assistance from a different solicitor and put in a new application.
Putting a new application. So basically, I understand what you're saying to a degree, but what you're saying is my solicitor has fraudulently said that he's got my consent to do this, and he's done an out-of-court settlement, and you have the paperwork there saying that this is now shut down because I have accepted this offer.
No, that's not what I've said at all. All I can advise is that your solicitor informed us that there's been an offer by the other side to discontinue the pursuit of their claim. And it's based on that information that we have cancelled the certificate on the basis that we wouldn't fund a case where the other side aren't pursuing it.
Okay, I can understand that, but if the other side isn't pursuing it under the grounds that they don't have enough evidence, then that's fair and a clear NFA. But these officials have wrote over 15,000 pages trying to get the doctors to come and get me. I've took all the Rio and everything. I can prove what they've all done, saying they're going to get me on tablets, they're going to do this to me, ruin my life.
Seeking some legal advice to take.
But how can legal aid itself... But how can legal aid accept any offer? So what you're saying is there is a loophole somewhere in the system. Between the system is slightly broken because any person can go with a company credit card. Any official can go with a company credit card, pursue against the person continuously. That civilian will have to go and get legal aid. And the second that the council realise that they're in trouble, all they have to do is put any form of offer in and use it with council and forget everything that they've all done. Yeah, it's under the Justice Act 2000.
It's up to the solicitor to administer the case and just keep us updated as to what's happening. So if they're advising us that the other side are no longer taking action against you, then legal aid is no longer needed.
They want a backdoor out. They want a backdoor out of their criminal activities.
Then you would need to make a new application for a different type of proceedings. So the possession case is to an end because they're not pursuing it, but if you've got other concerns then you need to seek legal advice from a solicitor in relation to those.
I understand what you're saying to agree, but I completely disagree with it and the logic behind it and how any company, multi-billion pound company, can just file pursuit with a company credit card, and then when they realise that they're in that much trouble because their employees, who are supposed to be acting as a reasonable person, have acted fraudulently or negligence or with gross misconduct, they can just write to Usedot and then say to Usedot, well, we want to drop it under these grounds. Thank you for your time. I understand what you're saying. So the case has been closed and dismissed and I don't have no reason to go to court on the 12th. Is that what you're saying, under the grounds that I've been on good behaviour?
I can't give you legal advice. All I can advise is the certificate is closed, so legal aid won't be there to help you with the hearing, but you do have the right to appeal that decision.
Okay, thank you, madam. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.